Point Pelee by Ayaz Kamani. Midnight Peely was produced by Ayaz Kamani. We often think about soundscape as something natural or wholesome, but the magic of sound design means that so often the sound of what is natural is engineered to sound that way. In this piece, Ayaz was interested in exploring the impossibility of this impulse to reproduce sonic memories. Ayaz sent us some musings on the makings of this piece.
So basically, me and a friend went to record birds, etc. Wind through various different kinds of vegetation, reeds and stuff, at Point Pelee. And one morning, amidst all the grogginess, at around 5 a.m., all the birds exploded to life simultaneously. Like someone was conducting them. Like they were all conducting each other. They were all each other's conductor. It was beautiful. So naturally, we tried to record it the next morning, and even more naturally than our urge to try to record it the next day, it didn't happen. Huh. So that was hilarious. We come with all this equipment and the most amazing sonic experience. We missed. So that was funny. It felt like a prank. Like the birds were doing a very good prank. And so I decided to try to capture that moment post-mortem. Kind of resuscitate it. And so I began the painstaking and enjoyably obsessive task of resurrection. And it was very difficult. I used recordings kind of from Point Pelee as kind of a blanket or a band-aid or something to help nurture the memory from its palliative state, because it's degrading or morphing and changing further from what it was or its initial truth. Those were like touchstones. Those were there's the closest thing that I had to documentation, those recordings. But the vast majority of the sound were sound effects from a library. And I've been cutting a lot of background sound effects lately for visual media, movies and the like and stuff. And you're manufacturing what's natural. And you find yourself say to yourself often, or I've said to myself, I'm like, oh, this isn't natural. I listen to something, I'm like, that's not natural. All the birds are coming together in such a rare way, almost musical, or it sounds like a song that you've heard before. And this variable movement that is a part of nature when put in the context of storytelling in visual media is considered unnatural or feels unnatural because everything is in service of the story, of the dialogue. So it's like backgrounds are controlled, or they need to be able to be controlled, and everything has to be isolated so that nothing competes with the story. And it is, yes, a false representation of nature, but a constant reminder that it exists. Because you're like, oh shit, this room, no one's gonna believe this room if there's no air and room tone. So you have to put all this stuff in to sell the room, but at the same time, you don't want the room to be so variable and real and dynamic that it begins to detract from the story. So you're always walking this fine line, and it really confuses the term natural. And this exercise of trying to resurrect this memory also very much did that in its own way. And I find these contradictions and hilarious, but also kind of weird that the word nature is segregated itself in a weird way. It's cut between these different contexts.
Ayaz Kamani is an artist and sound designer for film based in Toronto. You can find some of his post-production work on his IMDb. More about Ayaz and his work on our website, constellationsaudio.com. Our last episode of the season is in 2 weeks, and it's a special one. Until then, stay starry-eared, friends.